Everybody, this is Paul Worden, and I would like to welcome you back once again to Living Truth Ministries. My prayer is that everybody is getting something out of this, that they are going forth, that their dream and this vision that God has placed in our heart is becoming a reality, that we are growing closer to God, that we are dedicating our lives closer to God, and that this dream becomes what God has led and chose for us to do. And we've been talking quite a bit about the good old tongue, on how our tongue can help us, how our tongue can condemn us, how our tongue can uplift, and how our tongue can tear down. And I hope we are taking all of this into heart, because it's easy to say words and to say things that you may have not have meant or didn't really mean to say. But, you know, like they say, once you say a word, it's impossible to take back. And we talked last time we were together, words that hinder our destiny. You know, when we speak words of truth, you kind of speak life. When you speak lies, you even speak death. When you make promises to others or to God and fail to keep them, of course, you are lying. And there's other things that we do is called murmuring, gossiping, backbiting, and slander. You know, a lot of you may say, well, I never do that. But, you know, you stop and you take and value what you do say and how you say it. Sometimes you get mad, you get angry, you say things that you normally didn't mean. You know, so we've always got to keep our tongue under the leading and the help of the Holy Spirit. And today I'd kind of like to talk about the fortified destiny. Israel's words led to unbelief and fear, and unbelief and fear led to rebellion. Such is the power of the tongue that prevented God's people from entering into their promised land. God had told Israel to take possession of their land, but instead of going forward, they rebelled and turned back. They rebelled and they turned back. They wanted to go back to slavery instead of doing what God wanted them to do. Before them was the land God promised. It belonged to them. It was a rich, fertile land with beautiful green valleys. It was a land where God promised to bless and multiply them above the nations of the earth and give them health and prosperity. Yet, because of their unbelief, they turned back. They refused to hear the voice of God. They rejected His word. They refused to act in faith on what He had promised. They refused to obey. The people declared, "Wouldn't it be better for us to go back to Egypt?" And they said to each other, "We should choose a leader and go back to Egypt." And you can read that in Numbers 14, 3 and 4. In order to take possession of their inheritance, it would be necessary for Israel to face giants, fight against evil nations, and drive out the enemy. Because of their own negative words, which fostered unbelief, they feared their enemies more than they feared God. They didn't trust in God. They didn't trust in their ability through God, and they could have conquered. But no, they feared the enemies more than they feared God. Instead of going into battle and take dominion over the enemies, they decided they would rather return to slavery in Egypt. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine yourself doing that? They are on the verge of victory. Israel retreated. In so doing, that generation forfeited their inheritance. Just as negative words led to the Israelites to rebel against God, your words have the same power to do the same. when you are tempted to speak negative words about your circumstances, which is so easy to do. We could go on for days and days and days speaking words about our circumstances. Recognize this is one of Satan's main strategies to abort your destiny. Refuse to do it. You will either go forward and claim your destiny, or you will retreat. Your words coming out of your own mouth will determine whether you would advance or forfeit your destiny. Because it also says here in Matthew 12:36-37, it says, For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. What does that say? It says it will tell us that we will give an account for every careless word we have spoken. Every single careless word that you say, idle words, small talk, they warn us against these moments in our conversation where we reveal our true character through our careless words. Because your words will justify your working and your dream, but your words also can stop that dream and that vision. That them words can uplift people and draw them to Christ, or your words can condemn those people and drive them away from Christ. And we, each and every one of us, will be held accountable for every word we say. Guard your tongue. Turn it over to the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit take control of your mind and your tongue. Like I said earlier, before, what is in your heart is what's going to come out of your mouth. If you have all this murmuring and backbiting and negative thoughts and condemn people and stuff, if that's what's in your heart, that's what's going to come out of your mouth. But if we have the love of Christ in our heart and have the Holy Spirit working through us to revitalize our heart, then that's what's going to come out of our mouth. The love for people, to uplift people, to edify people, and to bring people in to the kingdom of God. That's part of our dream. That's part of our vision. So let's guard our tongue. Let's remember that we have to fill our heart with the good things of God instead of the evil things of Satan. That way the good things, the edifying and the uplifting things, will come out of our mouth and to help and to draw people to God. Let's have a word of prayer. Oh, blessed Heavenly Father, what a privilege and an honor it is to come before your throne in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for this time where we can be together and talk. And Father, I thank you for showing us that we need to fill our heart with your love and with your compassion. That, Father, that we can speak words to edify, that we can speak words to uplift people and not tear them down. That, Father, no matter what circumstances we are facing in our job, in our home, in our marriage, in our family, and around our friends, that, Father, our hearts will be filled with your love and with your promises and with your glory, that we may speak these things to other people to uplift and to edify you and to edify your name and to bring glory to you. Father, I pray that you will help us to search our hearts and to know what is in our hearts, that we can speak words of wisdom and speak words of love to help people. Father, I pray that we'll turn our tongues and our hearts over to your Holy Spirit and let your Holy Spirit to lead and to guide us. Father, I pray that you will touch each and every one that listen to this, and Father, that you will strengthen them and encourage them, that to know that they can rely upon your promises, that you are there to help us and that you are there to strengthen us. And Father, I will never, ever fail to honor you and to praise you for this help, I pray, in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed studying Divine Destiny with us. Join us next week as Paul continues his teaching on Divine Destiny. Harvest Time International Institute and Living Truth Bible College furnished all material. You can find helpful material like this and more by going to www.myltvc.org. Again, that's myltvc.org. We want to hear from you if you enjoy Paul's teaching today. You can email Paul directly at paul@myltbc.org. Again, that's paul@myltbc.org. You can also download Paul's Divine Destiny audios free. by going to www.myltbc.org and click on Audio Listen or Download. This broadcast is brought to you by Living Truth Ministries.